Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Trying to make a dollar listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Woohoo! It's hump day! I hope you like that. By the time we end this show in, I don't know, how many, 20 years? We are going to have a song for every day of the week. So there's your Wednesday song. I love it. Love my producer. All right. Let's get to this. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And boy, the angry emails and texts are already coming in this morning because we have a governor that is just a piece of... work. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can call into the show if you want at 884-9910. Guess what? You can also use that number to text us. Text me. And already got this text this morning. Why haven't you mentioned that Sisolak outlawed the use of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine to use on COVID-19. It's a travesty and he needs to be removed from office. I am furious. This is DR from Minden. Well, honey, I just started the show. It's live 10 to noon. I don't know why the news people didn't pick it up, but here we go. Just for you, Dawn, we're doing that as today's poll question. 991fmtalk.com, is Governor Sisolak, and we'll change that to capitalize it, is Governor Sisolak putting Nevadans' lives at risk by banning the use of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine? Somebody said, oh, well, he didn't ban the use of that. It's just, you know, it's he banned that fish stuff so people didn't kill themselves like those other people. No. I'm looking at the press release right here. Good old Nevada Health response. Here is your exact wording. The regulation prohibits the prescribing and dispensing chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine for a COVID-19 diagnosis. He is also limiting prescriptions for drugs, limits the prescription amounts to a 30-day supply for drugs. This emergency regulation is a strong step in protecting patients. I'm sorry to be harsh. Somebody lost their life and somebody else is critically ill. But that is called natural selection. Why would anybody think, oh, a malaria drug, that's got to be the same as an aquarium cleaning drug, even though it says phosphate on it? That is just sheer stupidity. And I blame I can't just say the Democrats, but I am blaming the media and portions of the government for the way that they have handled this and making people so panicked on one end that they're willing to take and ingest an aquarium cleaner, and others so nonchalant that they go celebrate spring break and actually come down with COVID-19, people in their 20s, so they can share it with their family members. Trump is doing everything he can to try to protect the American people, and at every step of the way, every turn, every dodge, every bob, there's the media and the Democrats to stop him, to criticize him. And now, here our governor of Nevada, a Democrat, a demo piece of crat, banning the prescribing and getting of what could potentially be a life-saving drug. Malaria is pretty bad. There was a drug out there for it. And imagine that. All these drugs that we have created and that have been safe. You know why they don't want it? Because they don't want this to go away anytime soon. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910. Susan joining us right now. Hi, Susan. Sorry to go off on my rant before I got to you.
That's okay. No problem there. I just want to try to sum this up and quickly. First off, if people die because they don't have access to the drug, you should be arrested for murder. Because he's limiting people access to the drug that they should have, and to me, that's considered murder, knowingly murder. The other thing is, these spring break people who are doing what they're doing think it's funny. I don't know what to say about that, but these are the same people who vote, and that is very scary. Very scary.
Mm-hmm. That is very scary. Susan, thank you so much for your...
Welcome to socialism. Welcome to socialism.
Exactly. Welcome to socialism. Welcome to communism. We are seeing this all over the world. President Trump, getting ahead of myself. Sorry, I was thinking of The Stand. Everybody's watching these movies to make themselves feel better. One of the highest streaming shows on Netflix right now and is Contagion. So people making themselves feel safe and feel good about that. I was watching The Stand the other night, so I, call it Captain Trip's disease, but oh well, that's just me. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Doug this morning. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Monica. I just wanted to say that this gives a lot of emphasis for the recall, and I'd appreciate it if you'd really push that through the show this morning for this blithering, pompous fool. You know, when he's coughing his lungs out, he's going to be popping malaria pills like gumdrops.
Yeah.
So Doug, that's what I'd... Yes.
I'm right there with you. Right there with you.
So, but there's, I noticed in Reno there's a billboard next to the Grand Sierra about the recall. But yeah. If nothing boosts our population to get behind this, then it's not going to happen. So today is a good day. And if any, like you say, if there's a light at the end of the tunnel, maybe this is it. And that's my comments.
Thank you so much, Doug. I appreciate it. I didn't realize the billboard had gone up, but I do know that we are not stopping the recall effort. If anything, we are pushing even harder, and I have a feeling that they're going to push back even harder because the law enforcement community in all of the different counties is putting out that they will start enforcing the business shutdowns, and you know what's next after that. Fightfornevada.com. Four is F-O-R. Fightfornevada.com. If there was any time we needed to fight for our state and our country, it is right now. We are going to use the law. We are going to use the Constitution of how to do this. And that is to get that man out of office and turn this big, beautiful boat that we call the Battleborn State around. Get somebody in there who is actually concerned and cares about all Nevadans. Fightfornevada.com. Find your county. Find where the petition is being signed today. And go sign it. I urge you. Please. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Judy this morning. Judy, thanks for calling the show. What would you like to talk about?
Monica, yes, I just wanted to say that this drug, hydroxychloroquine, I took that for years at a low dose because of an autoimmune disorder. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely nothing wrong with taking that drug. And yes, I am infuriated like you are. So that's all I wanted to say, but I took that drug for years with no absolute side effects at all.
Judy, thank you so much for that word. We've got celebrities that have been able to get the drug prescribed. No one should ever just go out and start popping pills. It should be prescribed by your doctor, by your physician. But this regulation that he just passed, okay, this prohibits the prescribing and dispensing of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. This is not even what that dumb couple in Florida did. That's not what they took. They took a phosphate product that is meant for cleaning. Not everybody is that stupid. But that act and reacting to that act, which our governor is doing, is putting the rest of us in danger. Joe. 884-9910. Thank you so much for calling in, Joe. Soylent Green, I know what that reference is to. Joe, you still with me? Okay, Joe went away. So we're going to go away, too. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this on the Monica J. Show as I try to compose myself, because this is really... really just ridiculous. And I am trying everything I can to not use stronger language. It's the Monica J. Show, your live and local FM talk show, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
You know, it is getting crazy out there. It's the Monica J. Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Some people are trying to come up with their own versions of the disposable masks. Now, I give credit to those who have figured out that, you know, hey, let's take our wife's bra and use that, but let's modify that. No, please do not put plastic bags over your head or your child's head. That's just a horrible, horrible thing to do. you have to be so careful. Oh my gosh, I just saw a meme of a guy using a G-string. All right, now we're getting crazy. You have to be so careful in a time like this. Protect yourself, yes, but don't do stupid stuff. Like putting a plastic bag over your head or over a child's head. That goes back to the couple in Florida ingesting a phosphate product that's used for cleaning. You have to keep your sense about you. Because obviously, the governor has lost his. You know, as Pee Wee just sent me an email, who died and made Sisalak God, I'm wondering, since when can a doctor be overruled by a politician? You know, Pee Wee, I'm at a loss to answer that. Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Check in with Neil this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Neil.
Hi, I wanted to talk about the COVID-19, and I think that it's went too far, I think, because of talk about the AIDS like this or the flu or any other disease, like when people had lice in school, they didn't shut down the schools. They didn't do all this stuff for that. The little virus going to go away, and you are more risk to fall in your bathroom, fall in the kitchen, and everything. Why do we have to do this?
Because, Neil, it's the powers at be. It's the House Democrats. It's the Democrats that run the states or that are first to shut down. I mean, yes, I'll be honest. People are dying. People will die from COVID-19. But not to the rates of other things. You have more of a chance of being in a fatal car accident today. We don't have the numbers here. You know what? Let's just put it into it, stop the spread, and shut off the border between here and California. Oh, no, that's a sucky idea because my parents are still in California. Listen, this is a power grab in the truest sense. When you have Nancy Pelosi. Same diff. When you have Nancy Pelosi putting in millions upon millions of dollars for the Kennedy Center in your aid package that is holding it up, benefits for illegals holding it up, and all the other BS, this is the Democrats holding you hostage. This is their last ditch effort for 2020, at least in this country. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Gary this morning. Hey, Gary, have you been driving around seeing what stores are open and closed?
Yes, I have, and it's very interesting. You know, some furniture stores and stuff like that, and maybe they're, using the spacing, away from people and so forth, or wearing masks or whatever they do. But what I was calling about is, have you been by the mayor's shop there in South Virginia to shop and see if she's still open?
No, I take this somewhat seriously, and so I have not left my house in over a week. But I tell you, Gary, I lead a very dull life. And so as soon as all the Republican events were canceled, this is pretty much my life now. Because I work from home. I enjoy my home. But If her store is still open, I'm going to be really upset. She said she was shutting it down, but hey, I have friends that have been fined. They were fined last Wednesday before all this stuff got truly serious, and her store was still open then, but my friend's store gets a fine. And now they say they're going to take it more seriously, and law enforcement is going to be out checking non-essential stores. Wow. Isn't that interesting that we have the law enforcement capability to do that right now and not other things? It's the Monica Jay Show. It's time for a Fox News update. On 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. All worked up for you, and hopefully you will be too. Give us a call at 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That is my email. Also, text us or call in at that 884-9910. Thank you for the text. And I was mistaken. I'm sorry. I keep my mind is going in a thousand different directions. And I said Florida. It was actually the gentleman who died and his wife who's in critical condition in Arizona. Arizona. I was thinking spring break in Florida and got ahead of myself. You know, I was thinking about all the other idiots that are just beyond reproach out there. NV Health Response .nv.gov. If you want to see all of the things that have come down the pipeline for people since this whole COVID-19 thing started, it's there for you. nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. I'm trying to scroll through and see when the first thing they put out, January 29th, Southern Nevada resident being tested for novel coronavirus. First potential Clark County case identified. And here it is, what, March 25th? And Governor Sisolak signing emergency regulations restricting drug distribution and even possible medication that could help in the face of COVID-19, prohibiting the prescribing and dispensing of it. I want to know your opinion. 991fmtalk.com. That is our website. Answer today's poll question. Is Governor Sisolak putting your life at risk by banning the use of chloroquine? Yes or no? Now I see why they wanted to shut down liquor stores. Somebody put in, just drink one more gin and tonic. Tonic water has quinine in it. Chloroquine is a synthetic version. During British colonial times in India, doctors prescribed quinine and the colonists mixed it with gin to help with the bitter flavor. I give it to my kids mixed with juice. I prefer it with gin. thank you for that comment. That's not quite what we're looking for in the poll question, but that's, you know, hey, advice helps. A little tonic water for you. Now we're going to see a run on tonic water. But what do you think? Is he putting your life at risk? Yeah, he is. Just as he puts your rights at risk with red flag laws and all that other stuff that he signed into law. Like kids being able to go to an abortion clinic, get an abortion, and parents never having to know. School knows. But the parents don't have to know. What are you waiting for? Fightfornevada.com. Find a location of where you can sign the Recall Sisolak petition. They're not going to mess with us. But let me tell you, India just shut down for 3 weeks. What is it, 1.6 billion people? Literally 1.3 billion? I knew I was close. what's 3 million? Literally shut down, home arrest, everybody stay in your home. This is America, and they haven't done that yet. And I say yet, because you know what's going to happen. We don't want it to happen. We don't want to see it happen. But it will happen. Fightfornevada.com. Stop dreaming and start doing. Just click on petition signing. Find your county. Let's just scroll down to Washoe County. What do we got today? And if you keep scrolling, there are places that, you know, have been canceled. We try to get that information up there as quickly as possible. Washoe Valley, Cruises Feed and Hardware, East Lake Boulevard, Reno, Big Shot Range. By their site, they should be open today until 7 o'clock tonight. Scorpius Tactical over on Mayan. They should be open until 6 o'clock tonight. Don't wait for this to get any worse. A lot of other places for you to sign that petition to. Just go on to fightfornevada.com. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Check in with Sandy this morning. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for calling the show. And we do have a beautiful Nevada, don't we?
Hi, honey. I just had to get out and about and see if I could see any eagles and egrets and whatever. And I did. I'm just stoked. It's great out here in Genoa and in the valley. It's beautiful. I'm just inhaling all of the goodness that we have. And I did sign the Sisolak petition when we had our last Mount Rose meeting. You had the petitions there. So I got mine in, and I hope everybody else will sign theirs. This thing that he has just done is the worst thing I've ever seen any governor do. It's horrible. So I just wanted to tell you that there is beauty out here, and there's goodness, and, you know, we are getting through this together, but I just had to get out and about. and kind of regroup and then get myself back in order again.
And recharge. Sandy, you
yeah.
are such a beautiful soul. Thank you so much. Be safe, beautiful lady. And get out. Look at that. We had a wonderful little snow last night. So the mountains all capped with that fluffy white stuff and blue sky this morning. Just a few clouds, blue sky. It's gorgeous. It's actually kind of warm. Already the snow on the roof melting and sliding off. This is confusing to me. Because in some areas, they're overstretching, overreaching once again, and saying you can't even be in your backyard. That is mind-boggling. Get out, walk a trail. Businesses, if you are non-essential, there will be a deputy. There will be an officer on your doorstep. No citations yet. Well, unless you've upset the governor or the mayor or somebody somehow. They better pull that fine that they did on my friend, or there's going to be hell to pay, literally. But just do it. Okay, just do it. There's a time to fight and a time to just take a step back. And right now, with all they're doing, take a step back. If you have a non-essential business, I'm sorry. Shut the doors. For God's sake, if you have it, set the alarm. Because you know how I feel about the criminal element coming out in times like this. But just go home and be with your family. Do your thing. And still go to the grocery store and stock up what you can. Because I have a feeling, again, and I trust my gut. You can call me the Gibbs of the radio. I trust my gut that we're going to see this go even further. But just be patient and know that we will have our time. We need to thank people during this mess for keeping us safe and keeping us grounded. Let's go to Harold, 884-9910. Harold, who do you think we need to thank in this time of stress?
You know, it's interesting. I've listened to you, but I've never been prompted to call in, and I have this morning, only because of this. We've thanked a lot of the truck drivers, the first responders, but the industry that we really neglected to thank have been the railroads and the airline industry that's moving freight. 78% of everything we touch, eat, ride in, or utilize at our homes are shipped on the railroad. So we have train and engine crews that are moving the bulk of freight in this nation from the Union Pacific to the Norfolk Southern to the Burlington Northern. And I'd like to thank those employees that get on trains and move them, the clerks, the maintenance away, the mechanical department that enhance the movement of this. So I want to thank those young ladies and men that are doing that, along with the airline industry, UPS, FedEx, moving the same freight. Just thank you. Thank you for hanging in there.
Yes, absolutely. Harold, I couldn't have said it better. All those people on the forklifts getting everything in those cars. It's important to remember those who are still working, who are stressed because maybe a family member has been laid off. Maybe they have the stress of being out when the media has made this COVID-19 the modern-day boogeyman. They could be stressed about, you know, catching something, but they're still working. They're still doing their jobs to make sure everybody else in this country has what they need, whether it be diapers, baby food, even those masks and getting that hand sanitizer out there. We thank them all. We will be back, maybe even with some more thank yous, right after this, on your FM talk show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am here with you always, whether it be on the air between 10 and noon every weekday or online. Shoot me an email, whatever you want to do. I'm always here for you. But let me tell you, okay, sometimes you have to use this little thing that we call a computer to research stuff for yourself because you're not going to get it in the news. Do you remember when we had a big thing called H1N1? Hundreds of thousands, millions of masks were used. The Obama administration did not call for a replenishing of all that was used. I want you to search that, and I want you to look it up for yourself and see that it's true. We are in the situation that we are in right now because of what the past, most recent past administration did during their outbreaks. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910. Check in with Mike this morning in Gardnerville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Monica. Yeah, I was talking about all these daycares that are still open. I know they say they're essential, but schools are closed and these kids are within 6 feet apart. They touch everything and each other. It's a great way to spread the virus.
They're little germ mongers, but it goes back to, you know, why are doggy daycares also open? Because you have the essential people, the lifesavers, the first responders. They can't just leave their kids at home because we have a lot of single parents. We have parents that are both in the same field. So somebody has to watch the kids. Somebody has to be able to do that. But they have to practice safe distancing. You know, they can't let the kids just sit and play, or if they do, they have to make sure everything is sanitized because they are little germ makers.
But I doubt they're in little cubicles 6 feet apart in the places like ages.
I doubt that, too. I doubt that, too. But
you know,
what are you going to
do? These healthcare professionals, so now you have these children, now their parents who are healthcare professionals can catch it from their child, and now they're going dealing with other people, and now they're going to pass it to other people.
Yeah.
It's not a safe environment.
Yeah.
You know, that their kids might need to be taken care of, but now they're putting a lot of other people at risk with this, if the virus is as contagious as they say it is.
Yeah. But,
you know
the
what
only
about
thing...
kids have high school kids or grade school kids, these parents, where are those kids going? If you have a second grader, they can't be home alone.
Yeah, they're just, you know, you know, unfortunately, Mike, what you're talking about is just a full and total shutdown. And I can't handle that. I would rather keep my kids safe and healthy, let them go to daycare, hose them down when they get home, make sure that, you know, everybody washes their hands. But it is an essential thing. You have to have the daycare. But even for But you're right, because they do one thing and then they contradict what they're doing with another. Because if your daycares are open, why aren't your Boys and Girls Clubs open? What is happening to those older kids? Well, they're just being left at home. And hopefully there's a lot of people getting work by being babysitters, being nannies. If you're an adult and you want a more important title, it's a nanny. If you're an older, responsible kid, it's a babysitter. All I can say is wash your hands, and try to protect yourself. Because I don't see the federal government coming together anytime soon to protect you. We'll be back after this Fox News business update. I have a feeling it's not going to be so great.